Testing, 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
I think we should pause for the Angelus. You see the dog walking across the tightrope.
The black.
The jazz out.
It was your turn.
Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of
the JL Show.
Are we recording? Alright. Loud noise, yeah. Shout them out. Okay, so today I woke up at 7 o'clock. Bit of effort getting the family together because I'm going to get another late sleep. So I've been late for the past like 2 days. And normally I don't get any late in a year. So I went to the toilet, you know, dropped number two. I was sitting down this time actually doing both. And then I got out. I didn't flush actually, I don't remember doing that. But you know, of course I flushed, Michael. This is a really bad part. You should really delete this recording. I think I should do the podcast today.
Well, we're going to look through my calendar.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that's the whole...
Okay, I pick what we're doing today.
Hold it like that. It's so obvious what you're doing.
I pick what we're doing today. And today we are doing... No podcast.
Looking at my calendar. Okay, so, everybody... That's the video the school won't let you to see.
Yeah.
I was asked to delete it as soon as we
This heard and called him up.
But I didn't.
This heard and came over and like, said, it's a big time out for
Anyway, so,
it's
this,
amazing. It's great.
Everybody, it's JL208.
There's someone else trying to share it, so it was just like,
yeah, I was like, not with these Ramsey settings. So it's JL208, everybody, and this week is very exciting because we have received the official JL Show 2015-2016 calendar.
And you can pre-order yours now for it's 200 euros.
Can I have Luca?
Maybe. When I decide the time is right. We're going to go through it page by page. So it has all these racy photos of us shirtless posing with fire trucks. No, it doesn't. That's what it should have been. So basically, this is an anthology of all of our album art ever. And you can see my graphic design skills go from utterly horrendous... No, go from sort of not trying at all. So they start at not trying at all. Then it's utterly horrendous, brain-numbingly awful. And then it's like really over-the-top gaudy. And then it gradually becomes slightly more subtle. So we'll have a look. So it starts with September. So it goes from September to August because I wanted it to go for the school year.
It goes to the JL Show New Year.
Yeah. So it has it September. We have our first ever album art. I designed this up at the computer room upstairs.
Absolutely.
With James. This was James's Google Plus profile picture, and that was mine.
Absolutely.
Oh shit! I didn't tell you, Michael. My YouTube channel got permanently deleted. Oh, I'd forgotten about this. Oh god.
Well, if we just analyze the album.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the font's okay. The font's okay.
Now, this is all good, but then the photos are just terrible. That's
putting me off my pasta.
If you had slightly more presentable photos,
yeah.
The
worst part is that they're not even aligned properly.
This was
I noticed that.
This is from the time where you had Spoon Space, right?
Yeah, this is the Spoon Space era. Half of these are.
It's functional, but anybody would see it would be put off.
It does the job. It does the job.
It doesn't really look well.
I like that the words Jimmy and Luca are in capitals. Yes, I'm impressed that I had the initiative to do that. On to August. So this is our worst artwork ever by a country mile. It's a Sergeant Pepper spoof where I just left all the original faces and just added ours. So we have we have you there.
Oh my god, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
We have Jimmy in the same pictures there. We have an orangutan in the place of Key and Siggins because that's what he asked for. Then we have a drawing I did of Jean Dujardin.
Where's me?
You're not in this.
I don't think you were. I wasn't in it either.
Where's me?
And that's it. The rest of it's just the same. And it says the Jimmy and Luke show in like this Harry Potter font.
Oh my
and
god.
And then the girl with the dragon tattoo font, it says Jimmy, Luke, Keanu, Michael, tomato sauce, and the gang.
Tomato sauce.
Oh, there's a bottle of tomato sauce hidden here somewhere.
Okay, that is definitely the worst.
It's the worst. It's the worst by far. So in October for Halloween, I put down Be a Little Bettine Afraid. I added some custom things. November then, we have this. This was the poster for Looper. I put our faces on. I think this actually kind of works. I think it actually looks kind of cool. Looks like he's looking over his shoulder like Bruce Willis. Well, I think that works. I like it. Here's my biggest problem with this is the spacing between the two lines.
Jesus, the M's
spacing
are
is disgraceful.
There is just so much wrong with it. I think you get away with it. But
the font is
really... No, we're skipping this one.
But it's,
no,
it's definitely... I think it's...
I don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at it.
It's better than the first one.
It's better than the first two.
First two, yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I put some of the
it's not
bullets,
okay. It's
I put some
terrible.
Of I put some of the bullet particles in front of the font to make it look kind of cool. The font is horrific. It's,
you didn't do that.
It's basic. Yeah, it did. Oh, someone else designed this for me. Okay.
Yeah. It is the looper. It is the looper.
And then we have the Michael's birthday.
Woo!
On to December. This, I really hate this. I have like a really strong, intense hatred for this.
That you definitely stole.
It is so bad. Oh, the image I stole, of course. It's really bad because Best New Podcast overlaps with the black and is barely legible.
And when
the 2012
say,
is smaller than the words.
When you say Best New Podcast, I'm that's self-proclaimed.
This is...
I think the lettering's okay. The font's
that,
okay.
That is self-proclaimed,
the most cliched podcast out.
Oh, no, wait till you see the next one.
Wait, that's self-proclaimed.
Best podcast. Wait, it's not the
that's
most...
But
it's definitely the best so far.
Okay. you see, I think that's a nice font. It's the Able font. I use it a lot of the time. It was BuzzUp.
I've got sick
of it now, but...
And then we've got Star Wars. It's Christmas.
Oh, God, Christmas.
On to January. This is now officially the most cliched one.
Yep.
So I just put a microphone in front of like.
Yeah.
But here's the worst part, right? No, Jimmy Fallon is blue, not orange. The worst part is there's a watermark. I didn't even spot it till yesterday.
It's just like Dev.
It's like there's a watermark in the middle of the image, and I pride myself on never using watermark images. The spacing between Jimmy and Luke is too large, too
just
big.
Audio jungle.
Yeah, and show overlaps really badly there. And we have JimmyLuke.tk and at JimmyLukeShow wherever. What was it? Wherever, whenever, whatever.
Do you see the Snapchat?
Whatever.
No.
4 years of jail then on the 25th. Okay, so on to now.
That is the worst. But in our room, the worst.
I can't see it.
You can't even see the J in the L. It's just so...
I don't think it's that bad.
It is so bad. That one's green. That looks like a vagina or something.
Yeah, it actually does.
It saves his eye and mine.
It looks so terrible.
Things that are good...
It looks terrible.
Things that are good about it. I think
it's
the black
worse.
Background
it's
is a good...
It's worse than the first one.
I think the black background is better than... I think it's better than if there had been a white background. And I think that having the things in lowercase... I think it's a good decision on my part. I think if the letters J and L had actually been proper letters that I cut out and layered over it, like they were actual real typeface letters, it would have been better. Not just like squiggle out, cut out on preview.
And that's shit.
It's pretty terrible. And that should be in like...
The two microphone ones are the best. The second microphone one, even though it's these most cliched, is actually better than the first one.
And then I put down Pankentine's Day, which is an old JL show reference. Now we have this. This is where they start getting okay.
No, that's not actually terrible.
This is okay.
Not terrible.
This is the JL 100
hour.
It's very...
I think I like the lettering.
It's very mediocre.
This kind of style is very harsh.
Oh, it is really harsh, yeah. And that doesn't look like a face at all. And look at those burns.
It's a bit.
Look on the Easter Sunday.
Jesus lives. Do you remember the one that you did that time where it was all on the billboards?
Oh yeah.
That was actually.
Right, so we're going on
that
now.
That was some of these.
This is now we're going on to the era when I started making everything cartoons.
I think that was the first time. Remember our maths project? It was just a cartoon.
I think the first time I unfollowed Lucy on Facebook was when he started posting Facebook.
So can you name all those people right there? Try and guess
that's
who
me,
they are.
Right? That's me.
James.
Yeah.
Lucian.
Yeah.
No.
I know that's me.
Yes.
That is...
Oh, come on, it's obvious. He's reading a book, he's got curly black hair.
That's Kian. James as nearly 6 foot tall, and Michael and Kian as like...
No, that's perspective.
So, that is Shane. That's Owen, that's Owen.
It's Owen. Right. Shane's on it.
Oh,
that's Dean. That's Johnny.
Yeah. And Kian, the book Kian's reading has Karl Marx written on it.
That is a good touch.
And then on the 4th, we have Owen and Killian's birthday. Yay. I think the font there is nice.
Which you share a birthday.
We're twins.
I like the font there. I think I did an okay job.
Unless you're born in Spain.
You did a mediocre.
Now we have this weird one I designed when I was in London and I was on the shrooms and I designed this.
which is just trippy in many ways.
Wow.
But you know what? I think it's nice.
Oh my god.
I think it's nice
that
it's nice.
When did
I
you
didn't
make
even
that?
See
it was JL. Just it was before Christmas.
It just looked so crooked.
I was in London and I was tripping, so.
No, I thought okay. In fairness, everyone so far is pretty fucking
terrible. I mean,
look
at the croppage on that, like. I mean,
yeah, that was deliberate.
I think, I honestly
okay,
think.
Worst wait, thing no, about stop, it, no, don't spoil it for the rest
I
of us.
I think the worst one by far was the Fitzstrip one. Just because.
The Fitzstrip one was fine. At least it was. At least the color was wasn't off, like on that horrific ones. The Fitzstrip one is just the last one. I know, at least, at least it's colorful. Unlike the unlike the weird one with our eyes, which is just this disgusting black
thing. This is the worst.
This is kind of the kind of podcast or poster that a parent designs for their kids.
Yeah.
So they can start their own fun podcast.
I think something funny though is that my half my shoe was cut off by this little white thing down the bottom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been taller than you.
Anyway, let's analyze this a bit more. I look really miserable in that picture. Kian and you aren't really visible in the back of your head. It's just so stupid. I think this is when I started using MorePod for your book. As a,
it's crooked to shit.
I think MorePod for your book is a It shouldn't be crooked. It should be straight. Shane's birthday.
Everything is done.
So then we have, this is when, this is now our best artwork ever. This is the best. I'm really proud of this episode.
Okay.
I think it turned out really well.
Okay, it's not. It is the best, but it doesn't mean it's good.
I think it's really nice. I think the goal is really nice. I think it's a nice, lovely.
Where the fuck am I?
You're up there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's your choice to stand at the back.
Was it?
No, it wasn't there.
It's weird. On the digital version, the JL Show info is invisible because the font is so thin.
There.
I think that's a really nice image. I think the Jesus.
It's the best, but it's still fine.
Now, this next one was basically another version of it, but I realized this. I actually used a different font. I used DIN condensed. For the next one, I used franchise. I think it's over designed.
That is the best one.
But I think it is. I think it is.
Did you add like Michael? Like is Michael having his period or something? Look at his cheeks.
He was eating.
I was.
And your face looks like it was stapled on. As it does in many photos.
That's definitely the best one. That one actually isn't bad. I mean, you look like absolute
Donnie
asshole.
Is like, yeah, of course I look like I look like such an asshole. And look at the paper I'm carrying. That was my ideas for album art poses.
Got his typical face on. I remember being intentionally unhelpful that day and uncooperative.
Yeah,
just
but like the font.
Okay.
I think the contrast between my shirt and everyone else blending into the black is actually really cool. I think it makes
sure.
me it makes what me stand out. And then we have all poly.
I'm getting sick looking at
the word Leeds is
okay, let's move on.
Is invisible. Johnny's birthday, Dara's birthday. Then we have August. This is our last. This is our last
one.
Wait, that's our latest.
No, not the current one, but this was the one over the summer.
That's like a fucking Twilight film poster.
That's terrible.
It's so purple.
It's
so hard. It's
so black.
Again. Although my face is perfect. But I'm feeding James.
I think that's okay, right?
I think it's definitely the best one. I think it's just like
it's not the best
one. I'm so
concentrated.
No, it's not the best.
It is.
I'm so concentrated. I'm not even in. It's just me and Shane, like looking at you in the background.
Now this is our. So this is our new artwork here. This is our new artwork. Here it is.
Meet the men. Where the fuck am I? Oh,
you're right there.
Actually, yeah. That's actually not too bad.
No, it's very crowded down the bottom. There's a lot of stuff.
So, show it.
If you add that on, like, if you add, like, blur on the image and the color or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Killing came out very, very well.
I put a big ass black blur on Killing inside, so his face is a bit shiny. But here's details you might have. So I put down.
Have you still got all the revisions of the 99% logo?
I have a lot.
I mean, like, okay, stop. Will you shut up? Or, well, stop talking and stop. Everyone shut up for a minute.
Wait, calm down.
What's good about this
story
is
say that.
I think that Lucy somehow actually came out well. It actually looks a bit like.
You see how the Jesus
I mean, like,
is above the
lighting. It actually
looks
like knife with a defined chin.
See how I gave it depth? Okay, my defined chin.
Well, shut the fuck up. And then, you know, the
chiseled jawline.
Yeah, exactly. And the furrowed brow. And Killian kind of looks kind of cool. And I don't look too bad. I'm a bit dark. That's okay.
But look at the faces in the background.
And then
I think
you absolutely butchered the background.
We have our new calendar. We have our calendar for the podcast and all of our album art ever for every month.
It's so sad.
An evolution through months.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The evolution of.
So let's go back. I want to examine the detail.
No, don't ever say do not trust Brady.
The evolution.
It's got 50 likes.
Oh my god.
Oh, you ruined your chances, Luke.
No, I haven't. People think it's hilarious.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Can we look at the album?
Oh, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, the video is bright.
I want to examine the album art.
Behind the window and look at me.
Yeah, Darren.
These is like the evolution of my graphic design skills over the last 4 or 5 years.
Evolution.
You ever try that chicken reflex?
It's interesting. Thank you for that compliment. Interesting.
No reflex at all.
All right, so anyway, the new album art is beautiful, and we've met us on Snapchat. It has a snap code down the bottom left.
You have a really bad
So if you see our album...
I can't hear what's going on. What happened? Something happened.
Yeah, but like...
I'm going to break my phone now. It's a hilarious video, which I have to hear what he's saying.
Yes, it does.
Top of the two fingers.
Ah, what is that like?
Checking reflexes.
Wait, do it again.
Okay, now we're going to look at the album art. So... Our new album art.
It feels weird. Oh,
hey, okay.
So, look, who do you guys spot in the background? Who do you spot in the background?
How do you do that?
Just like hit. Yeah.
Michael, you're in the
from Michael. That's fucking weird.
Michael, you're left. You're in the background like 5 times, Michael.
Yeah, you are.
So look, you're there.
You're right.
You're there. There's Shane. Then we've got Callum McLaren, and there's half of Chloe Rooney's face.
Am I in there?
How is she doing her junior?
Even though it says meet them. Oh, she told me. I'm not gonna say it on the show.
Am I in there?
All right.
And then everything else, he's good.
That's great. He didn't even care about it. If you're able to not give a shit and do that well, like, you're a smart person.
I know. He definitely gave a shit.
Michael, you know what?
No, he gave a shit, but he just.
Michael.
Yeah.
No, he didn't give
it. I mean, we were at his house like halfway through the junior cert. He was like messing around. Like,
yeah. Well, are you sure he's going to be studying?
But I was like,
entertained me for hours.
I was like, we shouldn't come over because Kevin will be busy studying. And you were like, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
So then we've got Barra Convery hiding down there.
Did you put Barra? Oh, I got Barra.
I snuck him in, and no one spotted him yet. No one spotted him yet. Then we've got David Robb, who's dead, so he shouldn't be there. Then we've got James.
R.I.P. David.
Then we've got.
How can people afford to go to you?
No idea. I think David got a scholarship or something.
David got a Ruby scholarship.
Then we've got this look. Then we've got this weird Johnny face, which doesn't really look like Johnny's face. There's your eyes and your nose and your grin.
We've
got Dara Clifford there.
Then
we've got you and James. And then we have. Look, and then we have the golden angelic sun face of Kian's shining above us all.
Or I beat Kian because he is dead to me.
He's not dead.
He's dead to me.
Oh shit, I didn't put Larry in this photo.
Oh no!
And then we have Kieran. Oh, then we have Kieran.
How could we have left Larry out? Oh, what a shame.
So down the bottom, you can. Look, there's a snap code down the bottom. If you see this artwork out and about, you can add a
snap.
Let me try using it.
Yeah, do. At yeah. JL Show.
You can't use
it. The new Snapchat update doesn't work on iOS.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't work for me either.
Even though I checked the
WhatsApp. Have you tried it yet, Michael?
Even though I checked the WhatsApp.
Because
new,
iPhones be tripping.
I checked the WhatsApp new thing, and it says... It didn't work.
Yeah, no, I mean, everyone... But Andrew Sims got it, and he's on iOS, and he was using it last night, so...
I don't give a shit about Andrew Sims.
I'm just saying, I have him on Snapchat, and he was using the new update thing.
Oh, no, you just focus it. My friend...
Maybe it's because you're not connected to the internet. I'd say it's at the revolution. The resolution is revolution. Wait, let me try a different one. I'll try one that's better resolution. Wait, here we go. Try this one.
Him?
Yeah.
You
found this picture of me from 2011.
Try this one.
On Facebook.
Yeah, changed a bit, Johnny.
Oh, not at all.
Spit an image of yourself.
Look at that, though, like.
Look,
there you go.
He's a spitting image of himself.
Yeah, I know. I saw. Wait, you didn't show us your first year photo, did you? Though. I want to see that.
I don't know if that was my first year photo.
So.
That was my.
Yeah, it's new feature. Wait, what do you mean? You meant to like hold it?
That
down,
was my
right?
Profile.
Oh yeah, no. You just press it. You just tap it once, and it's supposed to register your face, and then go. You're not gonna get it now, obviously.
Yeah, that focus feature always been there.
We can just hope that they. We can only hope that they add a new.
They'll fix it.
They'll fix it.
There's always bugs on iOS.
Yeah, yeah. But like yesterday, they also added that you can now change the emojis for your different best friends and stuff, which is cool. You can pick any emoji you want.
Wait, are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, like you can pick. I can pick any emoji. You go into settings.
And
then it's extra tools or whatever. Who's that guy?
I have no idea.
Take a picture of a random guy.
We actually got some of those life jackets. They're great life jackets.
I had an idea for a show a couple years ago, and I decided to make a poster for it. It's called Patriots. It stars Gerard Butler as a man who was to kill terrorists. And the tagline of the show is, "Honor thy nation." I think it's going to be amazing. I've cast Ty Burrell as the president, and Oscar nominee Barkhad Abdi as a terrorist.
Oh yeah, what's this? There's trophies now.
Yeah, they're so stupid.
I only have one. 500 points.
I only have one for 500 points.
You're like, what can you have?
What?
Can you have?
Just for points, I think.
I mean, you're asking some other things.
Friends, maybe.
I'd
say
1,000
snaps in a day, I'd say.
Maybe something like that.
1,000 snaps in a day.
Anyone who says 1,000 snaps...
What's your score, anyway?
My score... Well, you see, because my Fuzzle Park got shut down at Christmas, so my Fuzzle Park, I had, like, 8,000. So I just tell my story now. So, my YouTube channel was permanently deleted this morning.
Why are you saying? Tell me how to... Good.
This is years and years... This is...
Okay.
This is after...
Why did the Fuzzle Park get deleted?
Now.
Lucian.
Because I was using third-party apps. Oh. My YouTube channel was permanently shut down this morning. I've lost 7 years' worth of stuff. Films I made when I was a child, videos I made when I was a child.
And that's why you
all
don't copyright issues and shit.
Because somebody reported it. Somebody, well, you see, and that expired. I got a warning about a community video and a copyright strike, and it expired August 31st. Yet somebody this week reported my Pirates of the Caribbean fake trailer from years ago, which is 200,000 views.
Wait, no, someone's like...
I think Larry might have done it.
Wait, no.
It has 200,000 views.
It just explains. I want to change my...
And now they say that my channel is dedicated to providing spam as a result, so they shut it down. They deleted all my stuff.
Who cares?
But, like, all my stuff.
Yeah, but you should have kept a backup.
Well, I'm too stupid to do that. So, the only things that remain, things I uploaded to separate channels, Horror Ghost, Stitcher, Pablo Mexican Reindeer, are saved. Everything else is gone. Ebola's are gone.
Great. You didn't save backup.
I might have saved Ebola's are as backup. It's on my iPod Classic, so
that
I did.
That one's a keeper.
But I deleted, but there's, videos. Like, I have a video of, from when I was very young that were on there that had a lot of...
Wait, I want to put emoji beside Connor's
name. It's too depressing to bother thinking about, because I'm not going to remember what I had on there, so I just might as well forget.
How do I put emoji beside someone's name?
Okay, you can't put emoji beside someone's name. All you can do is choose for what titles you want, what emoji you want for each child. So your best friend will have this emoji. Your best friend's friend will have this emoji. It's shit. So anyway.
Best friend.
This week there was some horrendous news. They're remaking Mary Poppins.
Oh yeah, I did hear that.
Jesus.
I want whoever had that idea to be shot.
Just killed me already.
Exactly. I'm not going to see it. I refuse. I will watch anything. I will watch anything.
I bet them so much sugar.
They also changed the icon.
Oh my god, did you just call him Victor? Cruz. Yeah, well, he's the only him and John Tierney.
Everybody is doing those.
Not everybody, just him and John Tierney and Andrew Simms. No one else used him.
No, there was a person on the bird. They changed.
I know they did. Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It's very weird. The person for the
bird. I've been trying to get them.
What the?
Can you do it on there? Because we Owen and I can't get it on iOS.
Alright, how do I do it?
So you just press on your face.
Hold the face. Yeah, hold it.
Let's see now. No, I think just press it once. It's supposed to register your face. You need the lighting to be really good. Like it's very, very dodgy at the moment.
What the hell's going on with my hair?
You need the update.
Yeah. Oh no,
my hair is terrible today. It's because I had a shower last night and I had to sleep on wet hair, and it just stuck in this horrible upper position.
At first I didn't like
I guess you don't have that kind of issue.
Kind of thing, but now I do like
my hair just gets knotty and starts falling out.
I don't like your
So hair. Mary Poppins, it's either a sequel or a remake, we don't know. The point is it's horrible and horrendous and should be... And everyone
a
who,
sequel, that's even
everyone,
worse
okay, so
than
Rob Marshall is directing. Rob Marshall made Chicago.
Sequel, not a remake.
We don't know which.
Like a...
Is that going to Mars one?
A what?
It's come here, wait. Bring your head over here.
I don't want to. Do I have a bald spot?
You're kind of bald.
There's a bald spot.
You wouldn't want to be very self-conscious and all these insults coming from
nowhere. It's not an insult. I'm saying it back.
So Rob Marshall is making the film. Rob Marshall.
More bloody.
You know, Michael, can I say this? I'm going to... There's another one. There's an Iron Man one as well where all these things come up in front of your face.
Apparently you can't play music at the same time as capturing a Snapchat video now.
You can.
Because your man was just saying it there.
I really like that feature.
Yeah, because he used to always play music when he was Snapchat 8.
Oh, right.
Did the 1+2 come out? Is that any good?
I got an invite and I turned it down.
Whoa.
What? Rebel!
Jinx.
See,
you're sitting on a wooden chair.
When I got the OnePlus One, that was the hipster thing to do.
Yeah.
But now the OnePlus Two is out, like everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get a phone that nobody knows about that will become
such a hipster,
microphone.
He's gonna get a Motorola.
The microphone.
You should just go back to basics. Just get a phone with like two buttons and like a radio.
Nokia.
Yeah, get an old Nokia brick phone and be the leader of the pack again. But
yeah.
You couldn't live without your Snapchat lenses with the puking rainbows.
You see, that's the problem.
Episode title: Rainbow Puke. Rainbow Puke.
I would go over to a Nokia if I could live without Snapchat and Twitter.
Well, you should wean yourself off. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to wean myself off.
Why would I, though?
Well, because then you can live a simpler and more fulfilled life.
Yeah.
You're not. Because, like, last night I spent an hour getting stressed out because...
Things.
I spent an hour last night stressed out because Snapchat wouldn't update. I spent an hour this morning stressed out because my YouTube account was terminated. If my life did not involve those things, I would be a much happier person.
What I do stress out about is replying to text messages.
Yeah.
If it's my mom, I don't give a crap.
But if I had no concern for technology in my life, I'd be a much happier person.
No. What's bad is using the Snapchat chat feature. I sent someone a message.
I never checked my messages. I just pulled this thing down.
Yeah, you sent it by a plate.
And this is such a long break. Oh my god.
My mom has this thing where it says delivered when I open the message. And like, I just never opened them. I just put down.
Yeah.
And she was just like, she then like sent me more messages. Like, why aren't you answering my messages?
I'm going to read this email.
Well,
we're recording a podcast, so... Okay. We'd like to inform you that due to repeated or severe violations of our community guidelines, your YouTube account Revolutionary has been suspended. After a review, we determined... Now, here's the other thing. Not only has all my videos been deleted, but all my fucking playlists have been deleted. My masturbation playlist is gone.
What? Like, the bonus are...
It's a joke. That's a joke.
You were supposed to clarify.
I was joking.
It's not a joke.
I spelled for your phone before.
I just use watch later for that. After review, we determined that activity in your account violated our community guidelines, which prohibits spam, scams, or commercially deceptive content. Now, if a video has fan trailer in the title, how is it commercially deceptive?
Your account should have been deleted. You always post snippet things and really simple.
But so do millions of other people. Their accounts generally don't get terminated that fast.
They don't violate the...
Please be aware that you are prohibited from accessing, possessing, or creating any other YouTube accounts. But all my other accounts under... All the other accounts under my email address seem to still be there. Stitcher, The JL Show, Ebola Czar, or Argos were all still there this morning when I checked. But it says you are prohibited from accessing, possessing, or creating other YouTube accounts. So that would imply that they're tracking my email address and they're going to stop me from setting up other accounts. But I have other accounts and they seem to still be... Maybe I can't log into them though. We'll have to find out. This is very upsetting. It's very, very upsetting.
Yeah, you have to go.
If they give me a 24-hour warning, I would have been fine.
Why did they not give you a warning at all?
I got a copyright violation 6 months ago. That expired last month. So I had no warning. And if they give me a warning 24 hours and said, in 24 hours we're deleting your account, then I would have downloaded MP4s of all my videos.
If a copyright violation...
It expired.
How does a copyright expire?
You get a copyright strike, and they say, if you get 3 of these, we'll destroy your account. I had one, and it's expired. My account was in good standing yesterday. And suddenly it's gone. And they didn't send me a warning. They didn't send me a warning. And I'm like 50% sure it was probably Larry who recorded it.
How can you do the French test? I mean, do we have
Abominable.
Choice first?
Choice first.
Choice first.
If you have to ask me a question,
overall.
Oh, you did a French test?
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. No,
it was okay,
no, it wasn't bad.
Well,
you and exactly.
Oh, I made it harder. It was meant that she had higher expectations. Like, I was hoping to get by on just remembering those few words.
I stopped Lucian from using his notes.
Lots of people were using their notes. And I'm not...
It doesn't matter.
A lot of people were. It wasn't a proper test. It was one on the e-portal, Anyway. For more information about account terminations and how our community guidelines are enforced, please visit our help center. Well, you're no help at all, YouTube. Fuck you. Okay. Visit our help. Oh, I got one email beforehand. It said, the YouTube community flagged one or more, in other words, Larry, flagged one or more of your videos as inappropriate. After reviewing your content, we've determined that the videos violate our community guidelines. We removed Pirates of the Caribbean fan trailer. We are constantly working to keep YouTube free of spam. If the main kind, blah, 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 blah. Your account has received one community guideline strike, which will expire in 6 months. Additional violations could prevent you from posting the content or even lead your account being terminated. So did I...
Okay, I think what happened was...
Did I have an additional violation? Because I only had one.
I saw the channel, flicked through and said, oh, this is all rubbish. I'll just delete it. When was the last video that you uploaded?
Last video I posted?
Yeah,
Oh, I did like 2 days
What's
ago.
More important is...
It was Shane's John Cena remix of my video.
More important is...
That was unlisted, though,
Dale's,
so...
Dale's channel has not been deleted here.
Dale Porter's channel has not been deleted.
Because I can't even think... I'm not even thinking about all of the unlisted videos.
Dean Larger deleted his one.
Oh, did he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Look at that guy being surrounded by...
I hope they rate him good.
Do not trust Rey Mysterio. On March 20th, 2015, he was responsible for the death of Pero Aguero Jr. and is currently facing manslaughter charges. Do you not know that? Rey Mysterio killed a man.
He kicked a man in the neck.
Do you not know what the purpose of these posters are? It's to warn people that he killed a man. Do you want this man responsible for negotiating on important student affairs? Make the right... okay.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to JL208. We'll be back next week with JL209. Thanks to Owen.
It's massive.
Yeah. Thanks to Owen, Johnny, Michael, and special guests. Visit the JL show to info.
Shane's absence was...
Addison Snapchat, JL show. Addison Snapchat, JL show. Twitter, we are JL show tweets. Instagram, JL show grounds. Facebook, no. Hashtag long the girls, hashtag
JL show Snapchat.
Rarely, because no one adds us on it. But anyway. We'll be back very soon with more pod for your buck. Thank you, and
goodbye.
Christ alive, I think that. Contemplate